USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're expecting more information on the discovery of a Wisconsin teenager who's been missing since mid-October when her parents were found murdered in their home. Jamie Kloss apparently managing to get away from a captor and seeking help yesterday from a woman who was simply out for a walk and then made a 911 call to authorities describing Jamie's condition.
She was tired. She looked thin, I thought. Thinner than her photographs, anyway. A little unkempt, but okay overall.
Authorities expected to release more details at a news conference later today. The U.S. military pullout from Syria has begun. The U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq confirming the withdrawal of troops and equipment is now underway. The president ordering that withdrawal of 2,000 troops last month. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
It's the first time since the shutdown began that some government workers will not be receiving their paychecks. The shutdown showing no end in sight, prompted by President Trump's demand for $5 billion to construct a massive border wall. The president visiting the border yesterday.
Out of that, 132.
So yesterday alone, you're
450 out of that.
The president speaking with a top-level agent from Border Patrol who says more than 100 illegals detained at the porous border from many countries other than Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras.
India, we apprehended some Pakistani.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time, you know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. Another protest is planned outside the Chicago studios of R&B singer R. Kelly tomorrow. They're calling for a boycott of Kelly's music and for him to be prosecuted for a growing number of sexual abuse allegations. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A new attempt made by a congresswoman to stop drunk driving. Democratic Michigan Representative Debbie Dingell is introducing legislation that would require all new vehicles to have interlock breathalyzer devices built in as standard equipment. That after a suspected drunk driver killed a suburban Detroit family of five over the past weekend in Kentucky. Dingell says the technology exists, but Congress needs to find the will to act. She called it a moral imperative to do everything possible to save lives, and she's pledging to work with both sides in Congress and the auto industry to get this change made. A stomach virus causing a Royal Caribbean cruise ship to return to port a day early. The Oasis of the Seas is to arrive back in Florida tomorrow instead of Sunday after more than 250 of its passengers and crew got sick. They're experiencing a norovirus-like illness that causes diarrhea as well as vomiting. Royal Caribbean saying in a statement the ship had over 6,000 passengers, so only about 3% of them got sick, but still they're returning early to thoroughly sanitize the ship before its next sailing. And actress Verna Bloom is dead. The character actress, beginning her career in 1969, working until her final appearance in a 2003 episode of The West Wing, she died Wednesday from complications of dementia at the age of 80. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.